Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Awardner, and I'm so glad you have joined me here today for another episode in hashtag a pod a day in May. Yes, that's correct. Every day during the month of May 2019, I am publishing a daily podcast. And in this episode, it's just going to be a very simple one because yesterday's episode was a bumper edition at over an hour. So this is going to be a lovely little bite-sized little episode for you that, because it's going live on Monday, will hopefully be something fun to do on your way into work on Monday morning when you're probably, as I do, in bed, having just woken up, scrolling through your feed. I know it's not healthy, but hey, it happens. These are my top social media follows, and I've broken them down into various sections. And these are the people who I follow, who I think are absolutely brilliant. And I remember Jules Von Hepp came on the podcast a little while ago, and he talked about the pressure to follow certain people and all of the nonsense that I think if you're on social media, especially Instagram, you feel very, you feel the pressure of follows, unfollows, et cetera, et cetera. And he said, it's your social media feed. You get to curate it. It gets to be a thing that brings you joy. And so the people that I'm sharing with you in this episode are the people who, for various reasons, make me happy, bring me joy, and I really enjoy following. So, you know, no trigger warnings here. So the first section is inspiration. And the first person I have to mention is Mally Roncal. She is a makeup artist. She's been on this show. She's just the most positive person you will ever come across, even in the face of some real darkness. And recently on her feed, she shared some things that have been going on in her personal life. And yet she's just got grit, determination, and a smile on her face at all times. And I enjoy very much seeing her content. And it makes me feel very hopeful and positive all the time. And she's very good. Her timing is always perfect. Even though she's in the States, it's always the post that I tend to wake up and see first. And it will always be along the lines of, you've got this, or the day is going to go the way you want it, or what you've been working towards is coming your way. It's a really nice thing to have in your feed, as is The Brighter Times. Such a lovely, uplifting feed. Lots of yellow accents, which is a colour that makes one happy. Gorgeous. I love it. Just affirmations, positive quotes. And it's just a really nice account to follow. So I highly, highly recommend it. For inspiration, obviously, I'm going to mention Oprah, but I'm going to mention, as opposed to Oprah, although please do feel free to follow her too, it's at Own TV, which has it's the Oprah Winfrey Network, and it has clips from Oprah Winfrey TV. So it'll cherry pick the really juicy part or the really nourishing part of the Oprah Winfrey Network TV shows. So it might be inspirational quotes. It might just be, you know, a truth bomb that you need to hear. I love following it. And the same is true for Brené Brown. I've just actually watched her documentary on Netflix today. It's one of those things that I sort of turned the corner of the page of it a few weeks ago, and I was like, I'll save that. I must watch that. And I just think the way she delivers is just absolutely brilliant. The way that she communicates is just, for me, spot on. I understand what she's trying to say. She doesn't confuse me. She doesn't bamboozle me. She speaks my language. And I really enjoy that content from Brené Brown. For laughs, people, for laughs. Now, if you're a fan of Real Housewives, and if you listen to the show, you'll know that I am, you want to be following at Bravo Betch. They meme the content of the shows in a way that amplifies the fun that you've already had in watching the episode. So if you like your Real Housewives of New York, or you like Southern Charm, or you like anything that's on Bravo, really. It's just a fun account, and it might just, it's the kind of thing you can scroll, open the app, scroll to, and just have a little chortle to yourself. A chortle, what a lovely word. The other one, if you like humour that's close to the bone, is @_sohomo. Obviously, the links to all of these will be in the show notes, and I'll do a swipe up on Instagram that I will save to the A Pod A Day in May highlight. It's memes, it's videos. The humour is a little bit much sometimes, but I very, very hard to offend when it comes to humour, so I really, really enjoy it. But that's almost just a warning to you. You might think, goodness me, Emma, I don't want to hear that willy joke. Well, I'm sorry, you are going to get dick jokes on Sohomo, but they are funny. The other one is Jay Dempsey. Again, the link will be in the show notes. Sometimes what is shared on that feed is a little bit too real, but it's brilliant. It's varied. It's curated by John Dempsey, who is very high up at Estée Lauder, basically. But the content is brilliant. It can be anything from vintage videos of Sophia Loren or Marilyn Monroe to a truth bomb to a cat meme. I mean, the variety is great, and I'm never, ever sorry to be following him when I open the app and I see whatever it is that he has put up that day. And he does put up a lot, so you never think, oh, he hasn't posted in a while. So there. One that I'm very much into at the moment is interiors. Something that I'm spending a lot of time looking at the moment is interiors. I've never really developed a sense of interiors style until recently. I thought years ago I was very shabby chic, because that was kind of what you'd get from places like Not on the High Street and high street retailers who did interior stuff. But actually I'm not. I'm quite minimal, don't really like a lot out. And my friend came over the other day to my new flat and said, you don't have a single ornament. And I said, oh no, I wouldn't. But obviously I do need, well, not obviously, but I've now decided, actually, she was absolutely right. I do need some things here, there and everywhere. But for interiors, I enjoy very much the apartment edit at The Apartment Edit, which is actually curated by Sam Chapman from Pixie Woo. And she put up a picture recently of her kitchen. And when I moved into my new place, I too, like her, have a lot of space above the kitchen cupboards, between the top of the kitchen cupboards and the ceiling. She has filled that space with fakery, as she called it, which is fake plants. And cue a trip to HomeSense, where I bought a large variety of fake plants, and I've never been happier. They look brilliant. So there are some brilliant ideas in there, and I really like her sense of style, her style for her home. And also, same family, Haste House, which is Nicola Chapman, if you're on social media, which is their but it's slightly different in that it's renovations. Nick recently put up pictures of the, I think they were IKEA packs, wardrobe cupboard situation that she has put in her office for makeup organization. And honestly, when she showed the finished results, it was like porn to anyone who loves makeup. It was just I think my reply on the picture was, I might need to laminate this picture. It was so glorious. So if you are struggling for organizing solutions when it comes to makeup, or just like to see a lot of makeup in one place but organized very nicely, then it's a great account to follow. But also they show like things like the garden, they show before and afters, because they've done a lot of work on the property. So it's just a really nice account. Ian and Nick are really awesome, and they do fun Instagram stories. The day that Nick decided to wash the floors and wanted knee pads, didn't have any, so used elbow pads that she gaffer taped to herself, that was a great day. Erica Davies also has incredible taste in interior design. I love what she does and her insights. And she's very good at, in her stories, cherry picking things that you might like, or giving different options. Hers is an account I really love. And also, I guess because I like to keep things ordered, I really enjoy This Girl Can Organize. Nix has been on this show before, but she shows how you can organize anything in a way that doesn't make it then unusable. And the post that really got me recently was under kitchen sink storage, which can sometimes become a little bit of a dumping ground. And she showed how you can actually make it not only where you can see everything, but very functional, very useful. So again, content that I really enjoy and love. For skincare and skin, who on earth could be in this category? Well, I mean, I'm very lucky to say that I know a lot of these people in that they're my mates, but I also am able to text them for beauty advice, skincare advice. But if you aren't mates with them, you pretty much get everything I get on a text via their social media feeds. And obviously, I'm talking about Nadine Baggett and Caroline Hirons. If you like skin, like skincare, want to understand what ingredients to use on your skin in order to improve the texture, quality, tone, whatever it might be, they are the accounts to follow. They know beauty products inside out. There's also Lab Muffin, who it was just brilliant. And actually, if you watch her video channel, which I've done, you can spend hours watching it. It's so soothing as well as being really informative. She's a chemist, I believe, or a PhD in chemistry. If I've got that wrong, I'm sorry. But basically, she's qualified. She's been to school. She knows her stuff. So if you say to her, oh, there's this amazing new ingredient that everyone's talking about, and I have fallen for the marketing hype, she'll just tell you chemically on a chemical level what it can actually do. And that's a great thing to be able to tether yourself to, especially when falling for marketing hype means that you can spend your money. And I would say the same is true for At Kind of Steven. Again,
selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Qualified, knows what they're doing, knows how to communicate what actually goes on. Some of it's a bit heavy. Like sometimes I think, oh, did I really understand that? And I have to go back and read it twice. But you get the kind of information in there that is really, really useful. The base knowledge that you need to then be able to go and buy products mindfully and carefully. And then also for a consultant dermatologist who talks about the skin issues you might be having and actually, you know, has been to school and works with skin all day, every day, there's Anjali Marto. It's a lovely account to follow. For makeup, Sam and Nick are going to get a double whammy in this episode. Their tutorials, their lives, everything is brilliant. They don't just do good makeup. They are obviously excellent makeup artists who are very versatile. They can do lots of different looks. That sounds a bit twee, but I mean that they don't just do normal everyday makeup. They can do everything. But they also explain textures and they explain how to make things work for you. They'll signpost what you shouldn't use for your skin type or skin tone or for your wants and needs, and they'll signpost the things you should be steering towards depending on your skin, your skin tone, all of that. I just think they're a really rich resource. It's no surprise that they are as popular as they are on social media channels and obviously also on YouTube. If you want to be hypnotized by makeup application, then please follow at Nikki Makeup, because I wait until she's finished it, because she always does the makeup in a series of stories, and they can be quite a lot, but if you wait till it's finished and then go and watch it, it's so mesmerizing, and it's a real Sunday afternoon treat for me. I love Lisa Potter Dixon. She's done my makeup. She has a great feed. And also Hannah Martin makeup. She does her own makeup and she never looks bad. Like I look at her every single time, even when she's doing a live, and I just think, oh, your skin just looks amazing. Your makeup is just perfect. And she just is able to do the most beautiful, natural, enhancing makeup. And again, quite mesmerizing. Another batch of people that I like to follow, I like a bit of Fitspo in the morning. And I really enjoy for that at Johnny Mac 83. That's John McAvoy, who I've talked about before. He was on Russell Brand's podcast. He's got a great feed, and I like tuning into what he's saying. At Porna Bell, she's been a guest on this podcast, but she started powerlifting not so long ago, and she is able to articulate the mental and physical gains that she gets from powerlifting. And she also shows, you'll see her doing videos of it, and she's competed and everything. And if you think a woman powerlifting means you'll be bulky and big and muscly, she's a great advert, because she's a small thing. She's not hench like you might expect. And I'm sure if you follow her feed, she will address the whole bulking up thing. Another person I really like to follow for Fitspo is at Vogue Williams. And she has a lot of other content on her social media, but I really like her workouts. If you go through her main grid, you can find little vignettes that she's put together of her working out, like doing, what's the word that's just flown out of my brain? Interval training. She'll do interval training or circuits, and you can just follow them. And in the same vein, there's Alice Living, and I have been following her feed avidly for a while now. And when I was between homes, when I was moving from one flat to the other recently, I didn't have access to a gym. So I would just go through her feed, and she does swipe through. So it'll be like, this is how to do this kind of lunge. This is how to do this kind of squat. And she'll say, you know, this is a good bum and thigh workout or something. And so then I would mix and match from different ones, depending on how long I wanted to work out for. And they were amazing. They kicked my ass, I'll tell you that much. And then finally, I have my health and wellness people that I really enjoy following. And that's physical health and it's mental health. And Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, who has been on this show, I think that he puts really, really interesting, thoughtful content out there. It's really useful. And I'm not a big fan of scaremongering. And especially in health and wellness, it's very easy to get scared by facts and figures. And none of the people that I'm going to mention, the three people that I'll mention for this category, are people who scaremonger. They're very safe places. They're very safe feeds to follow. You just feel reassured by them. Dr. Amani fascinates me. I'm desperate to get her on this podcast. Dr. Amani is an expert in many things, but she also focuses on narcissistic personalities. And I really, really want to get her on the show to talk about it, because I think the word narcissist is very overused. And also, I think that the society that we live in today fosters the growth of narcissistic, or fosters the growth of narcissistic traits. So I find her really interesting. And she's weirdly, I've been trying to get her on the show for a while. And then weirdly, I think she's doing a thing where she puts content up every day in May. So maybe we are just meant to hang out together one day. And then finally, at Found My Fitness? No. At Found My Fitness, which is Dr. Rhonda Patrick, who, the way that she articulates what goes on in the body. I've just listened to a thing today, actually, where she was talking about what the consumption of Diet Coke can do. Specifically, she was talking about aspartame, I think. And it was, obviously, I was doing something at the same time, so now I can't quite remember. But she was talking about how those sorts of sweeteners can really affect the microbiome and affect the storage of glucose or something. It was really, really fascinating. So if you want a real deep dive into some health issues, then Dr. Rhonda Patrick is an excellent person to follow. Now, herein lies the end of the podcast. I hope that you have enjoyed that. Please do get in touch. Let me know the people that you like to follow. I'll put a post up on social media, on Instagram, on my main grid. You can always comment below and tag people that you like to follow in the arenas of interiors, health, wellness, fitness, beauty, skincare, fun, whatever it might be. You can also get in touch with me by emailing me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. You can slide into my DMs on social, where I'm at Emma Guns. Or if you're feeling like joining the podcast club, then why not click the link in the show notes and join the closed Facebook group. You have to answer two questions. If you don't answer two questions, you don't get in. It's as simple as that, but I would love to see you there. Thank you so much for listening. Let's all get on our phones and follow these people. I'll see you on the next one.